Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
6.4 equals Megow. Equals Megow. Equals Megow. 6.4.
Oh, 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, it's going to be one of those shows. Quiet on the phone. Quiet. Quiet on the phone.
Quiet on the phones.
Quiet on the phone. What is this? Tea?
No, that's coffee.
What? Sorry?
Just get it drunk.
I'm so thirsty tonight.
Drink it. Drink it.
Sorry?
Drink it up.
What? What?
Drink the coffee. There we go. Mukbang.
We're
so on trend.
Mukbang. That was my nickname at school. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. It's the Late Night Alternative. It's a phone-in show. Unlike any other phone-in show, there is no...
No one's phoning in.
No one's phoning in. Well, in which case, it's like every other phoning show on this station. There's no question. There's no point to it. We are just filling in time until we die. The things we've got at the moment... Let me just take this one. Hello, line two. You're on the wireless. No, bottled it. The things we've mentioned, we need a title for our book of transcripts. Sonic film looks quite good. Oh, I need... So I'm taking the boys away for a week in the summer. I want to take them to Japan, can't afford it. And just today, I had a lot of time in London to sit around and just not do a lot. And I read... Oh, I'm reading a brilliant book that someone recommended. It's by Stuart Ashen. Terrible Old Games You've Probably Never Heard Of. Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
What's that about then?
And it's not like, you know, everyone knows that E.T. is a terrible game and everyone knows all the, like, famously bad games. These are games you will never have heard of that are just awful from, like, I think it's from, like, 82 to 95 or something. Such a funny book. I was just reading that and laughing to myself in Starbucks. But then I was also thinking, where can I take the boys for holiday? And it popped into my head. I don't know why. Italy.
We discussed it.
No, I don't think we had.
Yeah, we had.
I suggested it about
2 months ago.
I don't think you did, actually.
Yeah,
no,
I did.
Not to me.
Yeah, I did.
You're thinking of something else, Catherine.
No.
My turn. So I looked at it thinking it'll be too expensive. But for the three of us, me and the two boys, we could get there and back for about £350. For all three of us. There and back.
But where's there?
Italy.
Is it proper?
Roma. If you want to Roma around the world. Roma, if you want to. Without the wings, without the girls. So I'm thinking about Italy because it's cheap. It's cheap to get there. But I don't know if it's any good. Is Rome any good? What have they got? The Colosseum? What do we know about the Colosseum? Bruce Lee film Way of the Dragon there. Chuck Norris there.
They got the Trevi Fountain.
The what?
Trevi Fountain.
Okay, well, I don't know what that is.
Where that dancing got done in that famous film.
I've literally no idea what she's talking about.
La Dolce Vita.
Oh, I've not seen it.
You've seen the image.
No, I haven't.
Of the busty blonde woman dancing in a fountain.
No, I haven't. Please don't tell me what I've seen and what I haven't seen. Please don't bully me like that. I will not be bullied by you. Stop.
You're so delicious to bully.
Do we know anything else about Rome? Do we know anything about it? Is it the kind of place that a 7, a 9 and a 46-year-old, as I'll be then, is it the kind of place... Oh, let me show you I got my ex-wife to send me the boys' passports to so I got their numbers. Look at that.
Adorable.
Little baby terrorist. And then look. Wanted for murder. Do not let this boy on an aeroplane. It's terrible. So I don't know. Venice, Sam says. How can he afford Venice on his wages?
It's so expensive. And it's a bit stinky.
It's stinky. It's a rip-off place as well. We know there's that.
I don't know how much fun it is for little kids either.
Well, Sam's only about 12.
He's a tall boy, though.
Tall boy. What's a tall boy? It's like a chest of drawers.
Yeah, but it's quite a tall chest of drawers. I've got one.
All right. So we know what a tall boy is. Mm-hmm. What's a lady boy? Steady. Italy, any good or not? If not, I don't want a beach holiday. I don't like beach holidays. They're going already on a beach holiday with their mum.
What time of year are we discussing?
Oh, I guess the first week of August is when I'm going away.
If you go to Rome in the first week of August, that's when all the Romans will be leaving Rome because it's too hot.
Beautiful. Okay, fine. Well,
but they'll be full of pink tourists.
We can handle the heat. We've got those little fans.
You better pray for aircon.
Okay. Let's go to Simsy. Simsy, ever been to Italy?
Yes.
What's it like, mate?
Really enjoyed it, but I don't think the kids would enjoy it. I've been to Rome.
Because they're racist. Because my kids are racist. They are racist. They both voted Brexit.
Well, that's a look out.
No, go on. Sorry. I'm being
churlish.
Churlish.
What I liked about Rome is... whatever corner you turn in Rome, there's something amazing to look at.
Wow.
However, it's a pretty dirty city.
Oh, yes, man.
Lots of graffiti, lots of bin bags. True story.
Well, true story.
They draw on stuff and throw stuff away.
Yeah, exactly, Kath.
I don't mind rubbish. I lived in Slough for a big chunk of my life. I've lived in dumps, so...
Hey, that's true.
But you don't live there anymore, do you?
I don't live there anymore, but it's nice to visit. Maybe I'll take the boys to Slough for a week. We'll just go and stay at the Ramada Inn and...
Buy them a cornetto.
But yeah, exactly. Maybe that's what we'll do. Go and look at where the old library used to be and dream. Simsy, what have you got for us this evening, please?
Well, I've been thinking about your book. I'd like to know more about it for a start, the transcript book. I was trying to think of a clever name for it, to do with calls, you know, because that's what it's about, right?
Yep,
that's what it's about. Yeah. That's something like...
Well, for a man who wanted to know more about the book, you sure haven't left any gaps for us to tell you. Incredible scenes here with Simsy on the phone. Incredible scenes!
Go on, then you tell me.
Well, it's a book of transcripts from people's favourite parts of the show, and it's calls.
There you go,
you got it.
Yeah. I was thinking of something like Ian Lee's Call to Arms.
I like that because my name's in it and the lady's name isn't.
I'm not a lady.
Well, Ian and Kath's Call to Arms.
But then that sounds like a jihadi training book. Doesn't it? And I don't want people to have to buy it on the dark web. I mean, we could tell people how to garrote. You know, bin men and bus drivers and things.
You were advising a schoolboy how to use a shuriken the other day.
I was doing that. Yeah. I think
we got away with that.
Yes.
What about Ian and Kath's, and then you just call it like, here's the thing.
Hang on a minute.
That's your kind of catchphrase, right?
Well, hang on a minute.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. Well, someone suggested that an hour ago.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
That means it's double good.
Simsy is like a little title thief, this guy.
I'm not.
You pilferer.
I resent that title.
You pilferer. You pilchered. You pilchered pilferer. Dirty boy.
And the other one.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was. It was a good one.
it sounds so catchy. So catchy, man.
Something to do with calls or hanging up.
Okay, how about this? 0344-499-1000 is the phone number. Here's the thing.
Windy Pops.
A little bit Windy Pops. That Nandos is coming back to haunt me. The ghost of the chicken burger.
Just the food always haunts one of us and not the other.
Well, because I'm susceptible. Whereas you're not. I'm.
Well, I'm the one who senses it.
I'm touched. I'm blessed or am I cursed? We just don't know. But at the moment, it seems to be in my favour. Here's the thing: is winning at the moment. Don't need to make a decision yet. Need to make a decision kind of mid next week. I reckon we can have this book done. If you pull your finger out and do your bit, we can have this book done by it. This can be for sale a week Monday.
Yeah.
A week Monday.
Yeah.
What?
You say I pull my finger out like I'm not a very, very busy woman with a busy life.
I'm a busy man with a busy life. And I've spent...
I was up at 7 this morning painting faces. Well, faces should... that I'd made.
Well, quit your job in the circus as the clown decorator. I spent hours this weekend, literally hours, trying to format this flipping thing and not knowing anything about it and failing miserably. Yeah, not succeeding. But I tried.
You want to learn to delegate?
I have. I've sent it off to an Indian lad, Pakistani lad. Yeah. Now, excuse me, Pakistan and India. I don't mean to cause any more ructions. What are ructions? Ructions. Ructions. What are ructions? Do we know? It's a word we use a lot and yet we don't know what it means.
It makes me feel like it's a word for sort of some sort of tremor, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just because it sounds like eruptions.
You probably are wrong. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number.
It's a disturbance or a quarrel.
This is the late night. This is not one of our classic shows by any stretch of the imagination. This is LBC.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Take a trip into the alternate reality of late night radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
The Late Night Alternative.
Hello, hello.
With Ian Lee.
Is there anybody out there?
On Talk Radio.
Hello.
03444991000. So, the question so far, titles for our book, please, and Italy, any good? Let's go to David. Good evening, David.
Hello.
Hello, David.
All right.
Very well, thank you. What can I do for you?
Oh, good. So yesterday I told my 4-year-old son that I'm moving out.
Blimey.
Yeah.
That's a big one. How did that go?
It was horrendous.
Yeah, I bet it was. Flipping heck, man. That's some big stuff.
Yeah, it was not nice. It's one of those moments that I'm never going to forget.
Yeah. It's what you do next is the key, isn't it, really? I would imagine, I think. It's from my own personal experience, is what you do.
Yeah,
next.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't really know why I'm telling you. But,
no, I don't know why you're telling me, but I'm kind... No, I don't, if I'm honest, but I'm kind of glad that you are. Can I ask anything?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened, man? How did it get to this?
Oh, okay, right. Well, if I go back about 2.5 years ago,
yeah,
that's when I think I first phoned you up because I'd been diagnosed with depression.
Okay, yeah.
And I was doing teacher training and I quit. And yeah, so for 2 years, I kind of thought I was, you know, functioning, getting through it.
Yeah.
And And yeah, and then towards the end of last year, my wife said that, you know, I've not been there, I've not talked to her, I've not supported her emotionally. And I kind of realised, oh, maybe I've not been dealing with it. So, so yeah, kind of December time, I started dealing with it. I went back to the doctors. I started taking the drugs, which I hadn't taken before because I thought I could deal with it without. I found a counsellor, like a private one that I could go to, because, you know, I did the like 6 weeks NHS one before, and I don't know.
6 weeks ain't nothing.
No, exactly. Nothing. Exactly. And I listened to some audiobooks that people recommended me. And, you know, for a few months I worked really hard on myself, got myself into a better place. But, you know, I think it was too late for my wife. So I took her along to a couples counselling session. But she's not the type of person that can, you know.
She doesn't like, she doesn't talk easily about private stuff in front of strangers.
No, she would always talk to me about stuff.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, it's tough. Not everyone can. Not everyone can.
You know, so, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And, you know, at least she tried it. But
yeah.
It was the evening after that session that we kind of decided, right, well, there's nothing else to do. That's it.
I am sorry to hear that, but as someone who is a few years down the splitting up thing, and we kind of did it very, very slowly... It does get better. First night, what, have you got somewhere to live then?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've still been in the family home since then, and like it's been a couple of months since we decided that was it.
Yeah.
But living at home's been awkward,
it's to
say the least.
It's no fun, is it?
No.
Have you got somewhere to go to?
Yeah, no, I have.
When do you move in there?
Friday.
Okay. Can I give you a gentleman's warning?
Yeah.
First night is effing horrible, man. Just to set you up for it, I didn't expect it. The first night, not doing it to scare you, I'm just doing it so it's not a shock, and maybe it won't be the same for you. But in my experience, the first night of not sleeping in the same house as my kids... was one of the toughest nights of my life. There were a lot of miserable nights after
I've
it. That was the most miserable.
I've had a couple of weekends down there.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So, you know, kind of eased into it a little bit, I suppose.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess it's going to be the first night knowing that I'm not coming back.
Yeah. I tell you what, my friend Andy Partridge, right, from XTC, is weird because he's not really a friend. He's kind of a friend, but he's not a friend. He's my favourite songwriter. But bizarrely, he was giving me advice through my divorce. Right? One of my favourite songwriters was giving me advice through my divorce. And he told me this thing, right? And at the time he told it to me, I thought, well, that's a load of nonsense, but it makes sense. He said, right, when you get divorced, it's like, and I'm going to use curse words. He said, when you get divorced, it's like you're stood in the deep end of a swimming pool that's not filled with water, it's filled with shit, right? And you are slowly walking towards the shallow end. And he says, and it takes ages, and it takes ages, and it takes ages. And then after quite a long time, you realise that your eyes are out of the crap and you can sort of see a little bit. And then you go on for a bit longer, and after a little bit longer, you realise that your nose and your mouth are out of the crap and you can breathe a little bit easier. And they said, after you keep walking, and eventually you realise you're at the other end and you're climbing out of that swimming pool and you can go and have a shower. He said, it takes a long time to walk through it, but eventually you get out the other end and you have a shower and you're clean and life begins again. And you know what? From my experience, David... That was actually really, really wise. It's really wise, and that's okay. That's how I'm finding it. That's how I'm finding it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
How did your kids take it? Because I'll tell you, when I told my kids,
yeah,
they punched the air and went, "Yeah, two houses." Oh, they honestly did, and it made both me and my wife well up a little bit at the childish beauty of it.
Yeah.
How did your boy take it? It was your boy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
How did he take it?
He got very upset.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's like, "I don't want you to go away, Daddy." And you know, it kind of broke my heart. But you know, explained to him that you know I'm going to get my own house that'll be nearby, and it'll, you know, he can have his own bedroom and can paint it how he wants, and he can have his own toys at my house.
Mm.
And you know, like, you know, he was upset for a bit, and but you know, like, today he's been all right. You know, he's kind of talked frankly about, "Oh, when you get your house, Daddy."
Oh, that's a good sign. So, that's a good sign that he's talking about it in that kind of terms. Four is just that. I would say 4 and 5 is just that little bit too young to quite grasp.
He's nearly 5.
Yeah, 6 and 7. I don't know. Maybe, you know, it just. But it, I mean, well, no age is perfect, is it? No age.
No. I mean, I was 11 when my parents split up, and you know, that's one of the vivid memories I have of my dad sitting in my room telling me that he was going. And I just, you know, I hope that my boy doesn't remember it quite so intensely.
I wish you the best of luck, man. You're welcome to call in any time, and I will share.
Well, I came and saw you in Luton, and I promised that I'd phone you because I hadn't for a while.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do remember. Well, listen, if you want to phone up and talk about this, I'll listen. If you want me to kind of share what I've been through, I will. If you don't, I won't. Or if you want to phone up and talk about, I don't know, video games or crap on Netflix, you can do that as well, man. It doesn't always have to be, you know, the heavy stuff. But if you want to phone up with the heavy stuff, then we're here.
Ah, cool. Oh, talking of video games.
Here we go. Now we're on to the meat of it.
I've got a collection of retro video games.
Dirty
that
boy.
I've had in storage for about 10 years, maybe more.
Yeah.
And when I buy my own place, I'm going to get them all out and build a cabinet for them and play them.
What do you think I'm doing now? I was living in a bedroom for two years.
Yeah, no.
Now I've got a house. What do you think I'm doing? I'm buying every bit of crap back that I gave away when we had kids. It's almost like a two fingers up to my ex-wife. It's not, but that is kind of like, well, I'm going to do this now because I can. I could have done it back in the house. You know, it's that kind of childish thing. Well, I can do this now because I can. I always could have if I'd wanted to, you know, but it's...
Mine were always in the loft, but I was never allowed to get them down.
Oh, I was, and I don't want to do my ex a disservice. She would have indulged that quite gracefully and quite graciously and happily. But it just feels like, it's like a cat peeing in the carpet to leave their mark. Yeah. I'm just putting a load of video games down. David, let us know how it goes, man.
Cheers.
Thank you, David. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB, the Independent Republic of Mike Graham on Talk Radio.
Blasted rhetoric from the Banana Republic for people who think capital punishment isn't going nearly far enough.
Join me, the Reverend Mike Graham. Revolutionary, rebellious, rebuilt, rebranded.
Dangerous mid-morning debate with the great dictator.
The Independent Republic of Mike Graham.
Tomorrow morning from 10
on Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Man, I'm thirsty. Just sent Kath out for some cool, fresh, cold water. Let's go to Peter. Good evening, Peter.
Evening, Ian.
Peter, what can we do for you on this most holiest of Tuesday nights?
I'm just phoning in to give you an idea for your transcript.
Oh, here we go. The title for the book, Peter, it will be called...
Crawling Out of the Rabbit Hole.
Ooh, I like that, because it implies that Catherine's drunk again.
Yep.
As is so often the case. I like. Here's the thing, man. The hardest things in the world are naming books and naming bands. Have you ever been in a band, Peter?
No.
Honestly, you spent when you're
naming babies.
Naming babies. You know what? Actually, yeah. All right, I'll put that. I still think naming bands is harder than naming babies. Thank you for that water, Catherine. Sorry to send you out. Naming babies is tough. Have you got kids, Peter?
I have, and grandchildren.
Did you do the thing which we did? You buy those books, 10,001 names.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yep. Yeah, we had the book with all the names in.
It's because it's not like you've not heard names.
Yeah, and you go through it and you go, don't like that, don't like that, don't like that. Who'd call them that? Don't like that, don't like that. And you've already got in your mind kind of what you fancy, haven't you?
Well.
And don't you go through the thing where one of you says, how about this name? And the other one says, no, don't like that.
Yeah, because know someone with that name and they're a knob.
Yeah, well, when one of you, and it goes both ways a couple of times, when one of you thinks, oh, this is it. Oh, no, no, this is it. And you say it and the other person goes, you joking?
Yeah.
No, we're not calling them that. Naming kids, I'd forgotten that. That's, and I cannot, I mean, both my
it's
boys' names.
Minefield.
Sorry?
It's a real minefield, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. Both of my boys, they've got Greek heritage, so it's sort of slightly Greeky names, one Greekier than the other. So we wanted something like that. So once we decided...
Should call him
Philip. Exactly. Once we decided we want a Greeky name, that kind of made it easier, because there's only about 15 names. So we got Yorgos and...
Nick.
Yeah, Nick, there we go, that's it. Yorgos and Nick are the two boys, and they love it. But so how did you come up with the girls' names?
The girls' names, I bought about three copies of various different
you do.
Name books. And in the end, we named them after their great-grandmothers.
That's a cop-out. They're good names, though. They're strong names.
They're brilliant names. But we were thinking of, especially with girls' names, there were lots of cutesy-wootsy names around at that time. And I thought, OK, they seem that way to me. But by the time the girls are, like, 20, 25, they'll be women's names. Yeah. But I wanted to give them names that could kind of morph with them, and they could shorten them if they wanted to, but actually they were good, strong names, and they were names that wouldn't be embarrassing when they were older, you know? So they could be a managing director with that name.
You have to do the thing as well, Peter. You have to shorten it. You have to see what it rhymes with. Look at the initials. Yeah. Does it rhyme with any swear words? You've got to go...
Are they going to take the mickey at school?
Yeah. Oh, you have to go through... You have to go back to being a nine-year-old kid and coming up with the worst possible variation on that name and try and pick a name that has no bad variations. Of course, every name will have at some point.
Can I just turn around and say, good evening, Cassie?
Thank you.
Oh, look at thee. Peter's a charmer. He's a grandfather. He's older than he sounds.
What? I'm not sizing him up.
Yes, he's a granddad.
I appreciate
it. He's a smoker as well, judging by that laugh, Peter. I'm packing in.
I appreciate that.
And the other thing, Ian, how are you yourself? Because I was listening a few months back when you had a bit of a rough time and when someone asked.
I'm always having a rough time. Do you know what? At the moment, I'm doing all right, actually. I'm really doing I'm doing all right. Can I tell you something, right? My best friend is Catherine Boyle. Hey, Catherine, nice to meet you. I'm Ian.
Hi.
Right. And I told Catherine my biggest, darkest secret the other day, today, Peter. I'm not going to go into it on air. My biggest, darkest secret that no one knows, right, apart from a couple of therapists. And she went, oh, nice one. Thanks for telling me. That was it. That was it. That was it. There was no judgment. There was no judgment. There was no, that's weird. It was like, oh, nice one. Thanks for telling me. I really appreciate that. Imagine. So I'm starting to feel a little bit of freedom. Thank you to you, Catherine Boyle.
So excellent. Well done, Catherine.
Well, here's the thing about dark secrets, right? It's got nothing to do with me. And if it helps me to understand the person I like and the person I care about, then, you know, I'd rather know.
And I'm going to say it on air. My dark secret is that I plan to kill Sam in a very gruesome way.
And I found that completely understandable.
Yeah. She went, nice one. Thanks for telling me. Can I help? We should all be so lucky to have a friend as good as her, Peter. Thanks for calling, man.
That's all right. I've got to go. Cutting you off now. Bye.
But always cut me off. off.
Outrageous. Who's he think he is?
He's cutting me off. Stay of him. This is it. Gee, stay there. Come to a minute. This is how we're going to make money. Just dawned on me. So you get all these books, 10,001 names for babies, 10,001 names for boys, 10,001 names for girls.
Mm.
10,001 names for bands. That's what we're going to do. We're going to write, this is what we're going to flipping do, man. Right. Let me get my notepad out. We're going to write it. This is out. This is the next book after the transcription. 10,001 names for bands.
And we need to group them into genres.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like if you're going to do like a death metal band, you can't have it in the same category as a boy band. The boy bands are going to be something
you know what?
Different, aren't they?
I like it. I like your style. You've made it a little bit harder, but I like your style.
No, I think it's easier.
Well, it's harder. Because you just write them down alphabetically and now you've got to categorise them. You can do that. So, this is what we're doing. This is the show tonight. Italy, any good? Names for the book, although I think Here It Goes. Was it? Here It Goes now.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Catchy. We've done that. It's going to be called Here's the Thing until unless we come up with something much, much better. But now we want 10,001 names for bands.
I've just thought of one. Do you want it?
Yep.
Greasy Wainscot.
Sorry? What?
Greasy Wainscot.
Greasy Wainscot. I like it. That's like, it sounds to me like an old 70s sort of, hard sort of southern rock band.
Yeah.
A bit like Government Mule. Have you had a Government Mule?
No, put it in.
No, it's a real band.
Oh, let's change it then. Government Donkey.
Well, no, we're not doing that because the Government Mule is there.
All right, Council Donkey.
Government Ass.
Okay.
You don't like that?
Put it in.
Field duck.
Wait, listen, we've got to do how many? 10,000? Whack 10, them all in, I don't care.
Field duck.
Okay.
Horny rider.
Yep.
The touchers.
Yep. Creaky hinges. I mean, all of these actually sound like euphemisms.
Bollocks.
Could
it? Now, the next band of bollocks. Not like that, not like that.
Seriously?
They're actually quite good.
There we go. There's another one. Quite good.
Quite good.
Oh, dear.
The Welcoming.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. I've got The Welcoming. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Claptrap.
Pull the other one.
Pull the other one.
Honestly, we're going to have this done in a night.
Yeah, pull the other one.
That's one.
Baltac. Cumberbund.
Mm-hmm.
These are too easy.
Gravy boat.
A gravy boat. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. We need something like 9,996 more names for bands. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.